They know that people are saying, fuck off. We've had it with your shit. So they're pulling back a little bit. They're pulling back. Or they're planning something even bigger. Let's go to some Marty Robbins. I was listening to him earlier today. He's so good, it's ridiculous. Go down to El Paso. Back in the day, when you could go to El Paso. I fell in love with a Polish EDC director who cries at the drop of a hat, cries like Dick Vermeil, cries like Richard Simmons. It's chaos at the CDC. I might have to add this as a song on my COVID-19 record. They love divide and conquer, right? You're black, you're white. You should hate each other's guts. You're Asian. You're Puerto Rican, and you're black, and you're white. You should all hate each other's guts. You're Democrat, and you're Republican. You should hate each other's guts and try to thrash each other so we can steal from you on a daily basis. You're vaccinated, and you're unvaccinated. You guys should kill each other. Divide and conquer. Strangle each other, choke each other out, confront each other while we steal from you. People are also advised to go back to wearing masks and get tested right away if they develop possible COVID-19 symptoms. Why? Why do you need a fucking test? We got tested. Our doctor said, oh, hey, you guys got COVID over there. Okay, so what are you going to do for us? Nothing. Treat it like you would the common cold and get over-the-counter items. Over-the-counter items for a serious fucking lung problem? What kind of over-the-counter items are you talking about, you fucking dumbass? Thanks for selling us. Hey, can you please prescribe some hydrochloroquine or ivermectin? No! my man, I think you've been reading a lot of hype on the internet. That stuff is not really approved by the FDA, and we could get in trouble for, even though it can help you, we could get in trouble for giving that to you. Oh, so I'm supposed to sit at home for 2, 3, 4 fucking weeks. And then what happens if I don't get better? If you don't get better, you should go to the emergency room. Oh, okay, thanks a lot. So what did I need a fucking test for? Why do I need you? If you're telling me go to the emergency room, sit at home for 2 or 3 or 4 weeks. And if it doesn't get, when it gets really bad and you're at death's fucking door, go to the hospital. And you call yourself a medical professional? What kind of crackerjack box did you get your fucking degree from? Who raised you? Your parents would be ashamed of you. You're a fucking disgrace. You're garbage. Little Johnny just graduated. He's going to be a doctor. Yay! 20 years later, selling people down the fucking river. You're garbage. Period. You're not a doctor. You're a fucking pimp for Big Pharma. You're a fucking pimp. You're a puppet and a pimp. That's what you fucking are. You folks out there, we do care about you, man. That's why we do this. If you got a doctor like this who sold you out, we have them in our family. In this fucking family, in this immediate family, sold us out. Guess what? We get new doctors. We'll find one with some balls or some brains or some integrity, more importantly. I could read from the Hippocratic Oath and stuff to remind these guys that they're full of shit. Or should it be the, as I said before, Hippocratic Oath. Hypocrites. Hypocrite Oath. We're doubling up here a little bit, though. We went on a Friday. We went to Marty Robbins, El Paso. We got Grateful Dead, El Paso.
And I heard another double up earlier. We did Dancing in the Street by David Bowie, Mick Jagger, and then Dancing in the Street by Van Halen. Mixing it up a little bit. You might head down to El Paso or Dallas, like a Dallas Buyers Club situation. Make sure you get your own therapeutics for when these doctors sell you out. I mean, think about it. What kind of fucking problem would there be? What kind of hospitalization problem would there be if these doctors gave you the medicine that you needed that works in 2 or 3 days when you call them up and say, yeah, I feel like shit, man. I come in for a test. It's a fucking joke. Come in for a test. The test could take 2 to 3 days, but if it's busy, it could take a week. A week? A week? What, are you going to deliver the fucking results to the funeral home? There's no lab that's that fucking busy. I'm sorry. There's no fucking lab that's that busy. What about the possibility of saying, look, man, the labs are jammed up like 5 days. Why don't you get started on these therapeutics? Can't really hurt you either way. And then we'll see where you are in 4 or 5 days when the lab results come back. No. They want you to sit at fucking home and deteriorate until the lab results come back. And then when the lab results come back, you're sitting at home thinking, oh, man, when I get these lab results, if I have COVID-19, at least I'll know what I have and they can prescribe something for me. No, they don't. They don't fucking prescribe anything for you. They sell you out. Oh, you had COVID. The lab results are back. You have COVID. Okay, well, what are you going to do for me? No, nothing. Sit at home and rot like a fucking piece of fruit. And if it gets really bad, go to the hospital. Maybe they'll save your life. We're not going to try. What the fuck is this? This is a scam. It's a national, international scheme. Oh, and after you've had COVID, make sure you rush out. Talk to your doctor. These guys are fucking morons. I said to my doctor, I said, yeah, you should go. Don't even get me started. Fuck it, we won't even do any fucking news tonight. I'll give you some fucking news about the way it really is out there and how these criminals have this fucking massive operation set up. The doctor says, yeah. Oh, you recovered now. You should probably go get the jabs. I said, hey, do you know even the dopes in the CDC say you should wait at least 90 days between COVID, having COVID, and getting these injections if you're stupid enough to get them? I don't remember seeing it. Yeah, because you didn't do your homework. If doctors tell you, go right out and get it, other doctors who are know their shit say, yeah, 6, 7, 8 months might be good if you're crazy enough to go out after you've had it. Don't you have the antibodies? Was that a lie too? If you've had COVID, then you're good to go. You'll never get it again. The vaccines come out. Oh, you better go get it, vaccine. We need numbers. We got to get those numbers up. It's insanity. I get a call from my insurance company. They ask for my wife. Hey, is she around? I say, yeah, she's upstairs. She's all fucked up because her doctor sold her out with COVID. This is like 3 days after the lab results came back. Well, first her doctors lost the lab results. So she sat here for a week, getting worse and worse and worse. I've never seen anything like it. I went into action, though. I went to Dallas Buyers Club. You should listen to Pain After Dark on patreon.com/truepundit. Subscribestar.com/truepundit a couple weeks ago. I can't even talk about it on here. I can't talk about it on here. I'll tell you what happened. It was unbelievable. Unbelievable. Mama told me not to come. Yeah. Mama told me not to answer the phone next time the fucking insurance company. She had been diagnosed maybe 2 days. Finally got the lab results back. I had to threaten some people. I went old school. And then all of a sudden, the lab found the results. Third world hellhole we live in. within 48 hours. I guess the only way that makes sense is the doctor's office contacted the insurance company and told them that we had COVID. The insurance company called Blue Cross and said, when can we schedule vaccines for you guys? We hear you're sick. What the fuck are you talking? I said, what the fuck are you talking about? Who told you that? Oh, click. I didn't even tell my wife because she was, after she got better, I said, can you believe these fucking parasites, these tapeworms, these vultures called? They wanted to give us the vaccines. Do they know it's fucking dangerous? They didn't ask. They didn't say, oh, but you should really wait. Everybody's in on it. That's how you know it's a scheme. Every time you turn around, somebody else is pimping. Some other puppet is pimping this fucking poison. That's how you know it's a scheme. Now they're bribing people. In Ohio, we talked about it yesterday. $1 million lottery. That's great. Behind the scenes, they're selling you out. The doctor's office are contacting your insurance company saying, hey, here's a couple more leads for you. Like you're fucking buying a used car or you're buying stock and some boiler room operation calls you and says, hey, man, let's get you that vaccine. It's not even safe, you dumb shit, to give it. Don't you people know anything? No, they don't care. They don't fucking care if they kill you or something bad happens to you. Or you can stick a refrigerator magnet on your fucking body. Oh, that seems strange. I mean, come on, man. That's what happens out here when you get COVID. Give me some fucking bullshit from the CDC telling me what happens. This idiot they have, Walensky, she's a puppet, she's a fool. She's a dumbass. She's in on it 100%. I think she's so stupid she doesn't even realize she's in on it. I think she's bought into the... I think she's on the Kool-Aid. You know, there are people like that. They're not smart enough to understand that they're getting played, and then what? Before they know it, they're taking part in a massive scheme, and they're helping further it. And then down the road, 10, 15 years, holy shit, I didn't know this. And then they have like a meltdown. They step off like a bridge. They step off a ledge. They walk out a 26-floor fucking window somewhere. Because they realize that their lives have been spent hurting other people. If you can walk around and put a fucking magnet on your body, and you haven't been in some massive car accident, or some war injury from active duty, etc. There's an issue with what's flowing through your body, folks. I'll tell you that right now. Of course, you folks understand that too. I mean, it's insane. And this fucking broad sits there from the CDC and everything's okay now. We've been waiting for so long. Waiting for so long. What about the people right now that are at home, can't breathe because your doctors fucking sold them out? Doctors like you, Dr. Rochelle Walensky. They don't care about you. I've said this before. It's us against them. I want to be clear that we followed the science here. No, you didn't. There's no science here. What's the science? It's more like a science project. Hey, look. Hey, Jimmy won the county science fair, and then he won the state science fair. Oh, how did he do that? I don't know. He's sticking magnets all over his fucking body. He went to see Dr. Frankenstein at the CDC. She told him to go to this place. She told him to go to a parking lot where he got needles stuck in his arm, and now he's the human fucking refrigerator. What science are you following? You're not following any science. You're making shit up as you go along. You're not even making it. You haven't even put the work in to plan this scheme. You're just winging it. Where's the science? Where's the proof any of this works? There's no proof. There's no documentation. There's no sworn testimony. There's no data. There's no fucking proof. There's no science. There's not even any vaccines. They're not fucking vaccines. Even the pharmaceutical companies list these as gene therapy in their documentation. The same documentation says, hey, this stuff might not even work, so it's experimental. You know what that means? You're the fucking experiment. But this bitch sits up here and says it's safe for individuals to take. Oh, really? Really? And people are listening to these people and flocking to them. I know people like this, man. People I like. Friends for years. You can't break through these people. It's something in their DNA, perhaps. Something in the way they were raised. You have to believe authorities and think they have your best interest in mind. They don't. Obviously. All right, let's move on before I have a fucking heart attack. I need a drink, pardon me.
Let's make a Ford and a Chevy. It'll still last 10 years like the show. Cause the best of the free life is still yet to come. And the good times ain't over for good.
We'll play a little beer barrel polka for the dumb Polish chick. I mean, my grandma was Polish, right? A lot of Polish relatives. They were fighters. I don't know. Maybe that's where I get it. Polish, Irish, German. And I'll tell you, man, people from the old country, they can smell a scheme and they can smell bullshit a mile away. Why can't these people? I don't get it. You'd say something to my grandma or my aunts, and they'd be like, what'd you say? You think you're pretty slick, don't you, buddy? We've seen a lot of shit coming through. Up through the 30s and 40s and 20s. You think you're going to pull some shit over? I mean, it's the same thing, right? Or do we just have a bunch of dummies now? They're trying to wipe out all the smart people, maybe. Roll out the poison, it's fun. Roll out the vaccines. We'll try to kill everyone. Come on, hey.
See you tomorrow.
Oh.
Sing out a song of cheer.
Hey.
Now's the time to roll the barrel. Once the gang's all here.
We gotta change gears. We're supposed to have a little bit of fun on Friday. Ho! Oh, and the gang's all here, yeah. Except for half of them who've been wiped out. I don't know. Hey! Woman can't be Polish. She can't be. The Polish women in my family were, man, sharp. I mean, sharp, sharp, sharp women. In this headline, Colonial Pipeline, they paid hackers $5 million in crypto ransom hours after the attack. You wonder if that money will make it back to the FBI. What's the FBI's cut and the Justice Department's cut and the intelligence community's cut? You think hackers can just waltz in and shut down a pipeline and people are not going to... I mean, come on. Let's grow up. Colonial Pipeline hackers paid $5 million in crypto ransom hours after the attack. You just can pay hackers $5 million ransom without approval of the federal government?
Yeah, yeah, make sure you got, if you guys got the money, you should pay it. And we'll split it up later. You don't know we'll split it up. Because we're running a scheme on you, too.
And a stunning reverse. I love reading the official accounts of these things, just laughing. Thinking about who got their beaks wet on this deal. But a stunning reversal to the official narrative in which the good guys lost and those evil Russian hackers ended up with nothing. Bloomberg reports that the Colonial paid the dark side hackers approximately $5 million in cryptocurrency, which Bloomberg now calls untraceable. When in its every other hit piece on cryptocurrency, it's supposedly completely traceable. It's not traceable when the FBI and people in DC profit suddenly not traceable. Oh, I thought they didn't pay. The Washington Post and everybody said, no, they're not paying. They're taking a stand. Yeah, right. I heard from a lot of people. I got in trouble in college. I was actually kicked out of my first college for writing a newspaper column. It became very popular. The name of that column was The Darker Side. And this thing is called The Dark Side Hacker Group. Some buddies of mine said, they're coming back to your house. They're going to say, you're the ringleader. You started this in the 80s. You were the original Darker Side guy. I said, Jesus Christ, you're probably right. This has got the DOJ, the FBI, and other folks in the intelligence community. It's got their fingerprints all over it. The fact that it targeted red states, come on. It targeted states that dropped, that ditched COVID-19 restrictions. I mean, come on. What are we, fucking 10 years old here? The fact that they literally, I mean, talk about Russia. We talked about it the other night. They took a play out of the Russian playbook. The Russians use leverage schemes, blackmail, extortion when it comes to energy, gasoline, fuel, to get their way with other countries. For different reasons, many different reasons, geopolitical, money, etc. There's nothing of this size that happens in the world that's not pre-planned, where somebody's getting their beak wet. Somebody in power. This is how they're able to amass such massive wealth on a $150,000, $160,000 a year salary. It's time that we started to grow up in this country and understand how it really works. I say follow the money. Now we find out that they paid hackers nearly $5 million in ransom. How is that? How would that normally even be legal? How would that even be legal normally? A company paid in Bitcoin, a U.S. company paid in Bitcoin. And the FBI was supposedly working with them hand in hand. And they just said, yeah, stroke them $5 million in Bitcoin. The FBI says publicly, we're advising the company not to pay ransom upon any type of an attack because there's no guarantee the hackers will unlock the files. And it could incentivize more hacks. And then we find out, oh, they paid the money and the FBI was right there too. So how did that work? I'm telling you, if we had an actual law and order in this country, if we had an actual functional justice system, a lot of people would be locked up for the shenanigans that are going on. I'm not saying anything on behalf the Colonial did anything wrong. I'm saying, based on my experience, based on where I've been, based on the schemes I've fucking tracked down, a lot bigger schemes than this. I wouldn't put it past the government to have arranged this hack, this shutdown, etc. For whatever fucked up reasons. Again, I think it's a targeting. I think it's a test run. You know, they blew out 15,000 gas stations are out of fuel nationwide. Mostly in states that voted for Trump. Mostly in states that ditched the COVID-19 restrictions. Got rid of the masks. Got rid of the social distancing, etc. I don't believe in happenstance. I don't believe in coincidences. A good investigator never does. It's naive. And these guys put together a massive scheme with a so-called pandemic. You know, this is child's play. This is like, okay, what else we got? Okay, let's shut down a pipeline. Watch these assholes in red states squirm. We'll teach them who to vote for. Of course, these dummies don't realize that they, in many of those red states, they affected a lot of blue areas. A lot of Democratic voters. Pissing them off, too. Of course, these guys don't think about that. Nor do they care. If you can rig an election, who gives a shit who votes for who? Well, let's talk about the 15,000 gas stations that are dry. Gas shortages eased slightly overnight in some states, but worsened in other states. Because of the Colonial Pipeline's nightmare. And they're bringing it back online, but it's going to take a long time. More stations were out of gas in Florida, Maryland, South Carolina, Tennessee, Mississippi. Oh, wait a minute. Florida, South Carolina, Tennessee, Mississippi, all red states. How many of those have ditched the mask mandate, the COVID-19? Oh, I'd say everyone except for Maryland. You see how it works? We talked about it earlier in the week. You would do yourself a favor by listening to that. When step by step, we offered a white paper. What is this nonsense? Oh, man. Let's slow it down here. Slow it down, Payne. Replace some Seal. Fuck that. How about some Albert King? It's Friday. Yeah! Woo! You ain't got no gas? You got the petrol blues. Yeah. You understand out there? People with no gas? Yeah. Listen to this line. Federal officials, including members of Congress, are studying how to prevent such attacks in the future against critical infrastructure. What the fuck do we pay these idiots for? In the FBI, Homeland Security, Central Intelligence Agency, NSA, this fucking place, that place, DIA, Secret Service, blah, 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 places you never even fucking heard of. Why do we pay billions upon billions, $55, $65 billion every year to the DOJ, $12, $13 billion to FBI? That doesn't even include black budgets. Who fucking knows how much they really get funded with? Why do we pay all this money if these idiots can't keep us safe? Russian hackers, they screwed up the election. Russian hackers were on Facebook. They infiltrated Facebook. Russian hackers shut down a pipeline. Are you, what are you people doing? How fucking bad are you at your job? You wanted to go to the academy? What are they teaching at the academy? What are they hand agents a rubber gun and a speaking spell? Seen these guys work, man. They get subpoena power. They can tap your phones. They can tap your email. They can tap your mail. Your physical mail, you know. All your mail is scanned, right? All the mail that ends up in your mailbox, it's scanned before you get it. You know that, right? Keep ordering stuff.
I ordered some stuff from the dark web, man.
Yeah, well, they know about it. They have a record of it. They tap everything. They get people to testify against you. They scare them. Tell them they're going to be indicted. And they still can't put fucking cases together. Why are we paying these people money if anybody in Russia or in connection to Russia or anywhere else can just simply hack into whatever they want and get whatever they want? You know what we are? We're the world's bitch now. We get pushed around. We get hacked. We get treated like idiots worldwide. And guys like Biden, they just sit there and do nothing. There's no fucking response. There's no response. We get treated. We're the world's bitch now. We used to be big, bad, and tough. Not tough now. Been fucking ingesting too much of that Chinese soy. We get pushed. Congress is going to study how to prevent such attacks. We elected you fucking dumb shits to make sure they didn't happen. There's no studying. We pay enough money. School is out, motherfuckers. School is out. Studying is something you do to learn when you don't know what the hell you're doing. And you pay tuition, a nominal fee, or sometimes a more than a nominal fee, to learn. And then you get your degree. You don't ask for billions of dollars to study something. What kind of a fucking spaceship did you just drop out of? What kind of a netherworld bull? They're going to study something now. Let's study it. Yeah. They're studying the menus at top restaurants. Studying the mixed drink selection under 3-hour liquid lunches and 4-hour liquid dinners. You think Pelosi's going to study something? She's studying what stocks she can use her inside information to profit on. That's what she's studying. There used to be a level of professionalism in law enforcement. CIA, DEA, FBI, right? You were a professional. You knew what the fuck you were doing. Well, you didn't rise. Now they'll take any rat and they'll sell anybody else out. You don't even have to be qualified. You can be a little fucking rat. A little worm like Andrew McCabe, who will stab his own mother in the back for a nickel. Those are the people that rise. I'm breaking rocks in the hot sun. I fought the law and the law won. I fought the law and the law won. Yeah, I've been there. I fought the law and the law won. I'll tell you what, though. They may have won the battle, but I'm winning the war. Because now I'm behind the mic. And I can't be silenced. And we got a lot of smart people that are gathering and contributing to each other on patreon.com/truepundit and subscribestar.com/truepundit. And so, you know, jump in, folks, because we could use the help. And this isn't some, like, GoFundMe donation where you don't get anything back. The return on investment here, I'm told, is more than worthwhile. From these smart folks we have, interacting with other smart folks. And when you get smart people together, unlike Twitter, which is a collection of cement heads and worse, you get what My dad used to tell me something. You get what you pay for. And it's been repeated many times over. Return on investment on the truth. Make an investment in the truth. Make an investment in the truth. You get access to Pain After Dark, the videos. Pain in the Morning, the videos. And the incredible chatter and the banter and the intel swapping. I've said it before. It's more of a growing an intel operation than it is having anything to do with a podcast. These people are bright. We need good places to get intel. We need people who talk the truth. We need main street folks, like your neighbors, etc. Your fellow man out here, we're all in this together. We need bright people to help solve these problems. And solving them for the world is for the birds at this point, I'll tell you. You're on your own out here, and we're on our own. We have to look out for our folks. Look out for ourselves and our folks. Not try to save the world. Let's focus on saving ourselves first and being 2-3 steps ahead of these tyrants. Let's focus on that. And that's what we've been doing. And, the community on there and their contributions with links and intel and suggestions, recommendations, and findings, just plain old-fashioned intel, human intel, and OSINT, open source intel, has been fantastic. And I put it up against anybody, and we appreciate it. On patreon.com/truepundit and subscribestar.com/truepundit. So, folks, jump the hell in. What have you got to lose? It's a game changer for many people. And, of course, the platforms that we have on there, the souped-up muscle car that we call a hot wire, etc. And we appreciate it, folks. We wouldn't be able to do without you patrons. You're literally what is keeping this engine running. So thank you, as I said before, and I will continue to say thank you, folks. And if you're on the fence, what are you waiting for? Time's a-wasting. Jump in. My God, you can always jump out of. If it's the worst thing in the world, you can jump out. This isn't the government. This isn't the Hotel California where you can check in but never leave. If you don't like it, you can skedaddle. Folks, the rest of this podcast, about another hour plus, is on our platforms, patreon.com/truepundit and subscribestar.com/truepundit, as we are moving some of the more sensitive content to the back of the show, because it's just nonstop censorship, and there's a lot of other issues as we continue to climb an uphill battle and climb an uphill mountain, of course, like all mountains are, of independent journalism with one challenge after another, trying to be the voice out here of truth, trying to do something different, and the amount of slack we have to take for it and hassle is just unbelievable. So the second part of the podcast is now on patreon.com/truepundit and subscribestar.com/truepundit, where you can get it in its entirety for our premiere content, so to speak, on those platforms. And as we roll out a new platform soon of our own, we'll eventually be moving away from those platforms as well. So it's all about building and growing, and we appreciate your support and your continued support, and maybe we'll see you over there. I hope to see you over there. Again, take care.